السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مجددين منطق ربيع الأول. So many of us focus on the life of our beloved Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a weakness on our part that we leave it only for Rabiul Awwal. In actual fact, every moment, every month, every day, we should be focusing on the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything that we do, we should do it in conformity with the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us. Anything and everything that we want to do, we must check. And how did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam do it? So I must do it in the same way. Whether it is mundane matters, daily things, from the time I wake up. So how did Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam wake up? What did Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam do when he woke up? So there was a time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unknown. It's unknown. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam became known. And he was so accepted and loved in the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Tabi'een, Tab'u Tabi'een, that they would never do anything intentionally contrary to the Sunnah. Now we come to a period again in the history of man that even those of us who are claiming that we are the ummatis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we leave things out because those things are sunnat. Because it's sunnat, we leave it out. So, you know, it's not important, it's only sunnat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah Ta'ala had sent Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a means of hidayat. And unlike the other anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, they were sent sometime to a particular region, to a particular people, and they were sent for a particular time frame. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was sent for the entire alam, everyone, man and jinn. So much Anbiya alayhim as-salam, Imamul Anbiya, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a seal of Nubuwwat, meaning that after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there won't be any other prophet to come to the world. Right? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sent for everyone, and he is sent until the end of time. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unknown, Hazrat Halima Saadiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had come with the ladies from her tribe as was the custom in those days, to come and take the children from the cities. The people in the cities, they would send their children away from the city to go to the villages so that they learn etiquette, they learn moral, and also they live a healthier life. They can run, they are free, they are strong, the air is clean, so they get a healthier life. So they used to be sent to the villages. So the ladies that were living in the villages, this was also a means of them to earn their rozi. So they would come and they would take these children and they would become foster mothers for these children. So that Halima radiallahu anha, when she had come with the ladies of her tribe, so she had reached Makkah Mukarramah late because her animal was very lean. It was weak, it was lagging behind. It couldn't keep up with the others. And she herself was weak. She herself was in such a situation that she didn't even have enough milk in her body to feed her own child. Then the area where they were living, this was stricken with famine, with drought, and the animals didn't have enough pasture. The animals also were coming back home in the evening with hardly any milk in their udders. They were going through very difficult times. When Hazrat Halima radiallahu anha came to Makkah Mukarramah, then she had came to know about Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but thinking that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is now an orphan child. So now, how are you going to get paid? This is a form of earning rozi. And now if you are going to take an orphan child, who is going to pay? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was overlooked. The other ladies, because they had come earlier, so they had taken children from other families. And Hazrat Halima radiallahu anha, not wanting to go back home empty-handed, he settled, said, okay, never mind, I'll take Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometime, when you think about this, there are many people today, people who are ulama, huffaz, people whom Allah Ta'ala used for His deen. A lot of times, those people, from a dunyabi perspective, they were failures. And because there's not so much of value for deen, so you'll find that the student, the child who's intelligent, is doing very well. So the parents will push that child and they send him, you know, you go to the university, you go to the top school, go to the university, and they push him in that direction. And then you get a sibling, you get a child of the same home, he's not really doing well. But the parents also, they think now, we're going to invest so much of money into this child here. You know? He's just wasting his time in school also. Has moved on, he's remarried, he's gone on. You can't take this child and bring this child there, just not be tamasha here in the house. other side, the mother, what is she going to do now? So it's alright. Cheaper option is send child madrasa. Send the child away to the madrasa. If child learn something, don't learn. But just send the child away to the madrasa. So all our problem is solved. Child is gone, out of the way. We carry on our life. And it's a cheaper option also. But Allah Ta'ala's system is working. Allah Ta'ala's system is working. But Allah has chosen this child for very big things. Very big things Allah has chosen this child. You just look at the beginning, early days of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And from a dunyavi perspective, you'll say that this is loss. Father passed away. Few years, mother passed away. Grandfather passes away. Uncle loses his wealth. Now what's going to be the future here? But Allah Ta'ala had his plan. Allah Ta'ala had such the greatest mission was for Huzur-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh, Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sam Rahmatullah Ali. When he had written his standard 9 exam, what you call grade 11, not all, right? So, in those days was an apartheid system, and they had like a quota, only this many non-whites must pass. So from the Indian community, this many must pass, from the, what they call the colored community, only that many must pass. African community, bichara, they were not even going to school. Most of them, they didn't even have schools and all that. So only this many must pass. Which is all but that faith in him, standard 9, became the catalyst for him to become Hazrat Moinus Patel Rahmatullah Ali. Right? Otherwise he would have become some doctor, some specialist or other thing. That would have just been for the dunyavi purpose. Allah Ta'ala had greater plans, nobler plans. Right? So look at Hazrat Halima Sadia radiallahu anha, that she now by default, and I don't want to go home empty handed. Never mind, let me just pick up this child. And she doesn't know who she is picking up. She doesn't know who she is picking up. Right? At that time, nobody knows who this is. Ba'das Khuda Buzurg Ruhi Qissa Mukhtasar. After Allah Ta'ala, the greatest is Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Imagine when she took Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into her lap. She picks Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam up. Who's she picking up? But she doesn't know. She doesn't know her fortune. Like many of us. Like many of us. We don't understand our good fortune. We don't understand our good fortune. Allah Ta'ala has put us in a situation where we are studying Allah's kalam, studying Allah Ta'ala's deen. We don't understand our good fortune. We don't know what we're picking up. We don't know what we got in our hand. We don't know what opportunity Allah has given us. And sometimes a person, he got the opportunity and he's throwing the opportunity away. No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. It's like all these other ladies. They came before. They could have picked up Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But they said, no, I don't want it. Right? And Halima Sadia radiallahu anha, now she picks up Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Immediately on in the body to feed her child, to feed the astronauts. Her couldn't keep up, now is out in the end. And she's sending her animals out to graze. People are coming to ask her, "Oh, Halima, where are you sending your animals to graze? Because we are sending our animals out, they're coming back, the udders are empty. Your animals are coming back, the udders are full. Where are your animals getting pasture?" So much of barakat. So much of barakat. But barakat from what perspective? From a worldly perspective. Barakat is a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. We ask for the best of dunya also, the best of akhirat also. It's all from Allah Ta'ala. Right? But all this barakat that she is experiencing is all barakat from a worldly perspective. It's all going to assist for the worldly needs. Right? Worldly needs. And at that time, our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned, Nabi Sassam couldn't even give one bayan, right? There's not one hadith, right? There is no da'wat, no command from Allah Ta'ala. In fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was not even informed of his nubuwwat also. Right? But there's so much of barakat. Now imagine, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not sent primarily for that objective. No. He was sent for our hidayat, to link us to Allah Ta'ala. Not for our animals to come back with the others full. That wasn't the objective. But just by bringing Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam physically into their lives, all this barakat came about. When our Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to say that when the Banda of Allah Ta'ala, when the Ummati of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to bring the Sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into his life, what he's bringing in his life is the very thing which was the objective of the coming of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then imagine what's going to come to him now. Imagine now what Allah Ta'ala is going to give this person. Our problem is that we don't want to make sabr. We don't want to make sabr in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. We don't want to make sabr and make amal on the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are looking for immediate pleasures. We are looking for immediate gratification. And that is taking us towards dalalat, misguidance. We are being deceived. This morning we were reading that Dajjal, his stay in the dunya will be 40 days. Remain in the dunya for 40 days. However, the first day of his 40 days will be 1 year long. The second day will be 1 month long. Then will be 1 week long. And the balance of the days will be like normal days. So if you really work it out, the time that he will spend on earth is like one year, 2 months. Lagbak, what? What's lagbak? The plus minus. Plus minus 1 year, 2 months. He'll stay on earth. Now in that time, he will go to a people and they will accept him as a deity. They'll worship him. So when they worship him, he will cause the rains to fall. He will cause the meadows, all the pastures to become lush. They will have wealth, their animals will be full. Right? the animals' flanks will get fat, others will be full. They'll be, in other words, they'll have the wealth, they'll have the luxury, they'll be living it up. He'll go to another people, true believers, sincere believers. They will reject him. When they will reject him, forget them not getting anything. Even what they had by them, that will be taken away. Right? And they will be in famine, they will be in very, very constrained, very, very difficult circumstances. Right? But it will last for 1 year, 2 months, max. 1 year, 2 months, max. Then Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will kill the Dajjal. Isa alayhi salam kill the Dajjal. Will be really in the world. We have 40 years of ease, comfort, luxury in the world. So now, compared to the akhir, little bit of sabr we have to make. Little bit sabr. Remain in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Stay away from masiyat, stay away from guna. Remain in the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala has got treasures and treasures and treasures kept for us. We look outside and we think that those people got everything going for them. Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu anha, she would be forgiven if she thought the same. When she picked up Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if she thought like that, but you know what, I don't know whether I'm going to get anything. The other ladies, they're going to get paid handsomely. I don't know if I'm going to get anything. If she thought like that, she would be forgiven. Because she didn't know who she's picking up. Right? I'm telling you, it's the same thing. Right? That we don't know what Allah is giving us. This opportunity Allah Ta'ala gives us to be drowning in Allah's deen. In studying Allah's deen. Practicing Allah's deen, propagating Allah's deen, right? We don't understand the virtue and the bounty of this. What a thing it is. We can't understand it. But we must just trust in Allah Ta'ala and see what Allah will give us. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.